MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A magnitude 4.3 earthquake was reported around 2 p.m. on Monday, with an epicenter about halfway between Carlsbad and Artesia. Shockering maps by the U.S. Geological Survey shows those in both Artesia and Carlsbad were within a ring feeling a quake of about 3.5 magnitude. But residents as far east as Seminole, Texas, south to most communities along Interstate 20 in Texas, west to Alamogordo, and north to the Dabaca-Chavez County line felt up to a magnitude of 3.0, according to the USGS. The quake follows one day after another magnitude 3.0 earthquake was reported in the same area. Earthquakes are common in New Mexico as there are dozens of fault lines across the state. The USGS invites anyone who thinks they experienced an earthquake to report it at usgs.gov. And a convicted murderer, 46-year-old Javier Alonso, who was accused of stalking his soon-to-be ex-wife, was released on house arrest in Roswell after he agreed to waive a preliminary hearing on charges of aggravated stalking, battery, felon in possession of a firearm, and two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Alonso allegedly repeatedly violated a no-contact order by contacting his wife, who filed for divorce in October. He allegedly emailed her, sent her communications through Cash App, tried to get her phone number from her landlord, called her children phone, and had his mother go to her house. Court dockets show Alonso pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in 2004 for an incident in Roswell and received the maximum sentence, 15 years, followed by 2 years of probation. And while Alonso is not on probation in New Mexico, he is being supervised following his release in a federal case where he pleaded guilty to violent crimes in aid of racketeering, murder. He was sentenced to 4 years and 3 months starting on September 30th of 2022, followed by a supervised release for 5 years. And a free car seat fitting will take place 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 16th at United Epworth Methodist Church at 1406 West Blodgett Street in Carlsbad. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.